The Czech under-20s football team are preparing for what could be one of the nights of their lives. If they overcome Austria, they will be in the final of the under-20s World Cup in Canada, something few could have predicted before it began. Already the youngsters have gone further in the competition than any previous Czech team. What's more, the Junior World Cup is a great shop window, and several Czech youngsters have reportedly been attracting the interest of European clubs. Ian Willoughby reports.
After returning home as heroes following a successful Euro 2004, the Czech senior football team have fallen from grace somewhat. Mixed performances and reports of the players partying into the wee hours have together tarnished their reputation. This has perhaps added to the excitement surrounding the country's juniors, who have become the first Czech team ever to reach the semi-finals at the Under-20 World Cup, which is taking place in Canada. Many fans here in the Czech Republic will be staying up on Wednesday night to watch the Czechs line up at 1:45 Central European time against Austria, who are another of the competition's surprise successes. The Czech players are talking about the game as a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and they aren't the only ones who are on tenterhooks before the big match. Miroslav Soukup is the Czech under-20 coach.
Tak klidnej nejsem, jako já nemůžu být klidnej, když cítím, že jsme jeden zápas od medaile, ale na druhou stranu...
I'm not znovu... calm. I can't be calm given that we are just one game away from winning a medal. On the other hand, I'm aware of how things could be different. I could have been back home a week ago. I know what could have been the case and I'm trying to take things like that.
Prostě brát, jaká je realita, nenechat se tím nějak výrazně ovlivňovat.
Coach Soukup and his charges have been in Canada for a whole month now, but whatever happens on Wednesday night, the Czechs will be there for a few days yet. If they lose to Austria, they'll be taking part in the game to decide third place on Sunday. But obviously the Czechs would prefer to be in the final, in which they'll face either Chile or Argentina, who they played and drew nil-all with in their opening game. Given their youth, many of the Czech team were previously unfamiliar names to all but the most ardent of football fans. For instance, midfielder Luboš Kaloda, the Czechs' top scorer with 3 goals, has played less than 2.5 hours of league football with Brno. Team captain Jan Šimunek isn't a regular starter for his club, Sparta Prague. But if they and their teammates do make it to Sunday's final, they'll put themselves very much in the football shop window. Actually, clubs from Europe's biggest leagues have already expressed interest in some of the Czech players, whose market value is said to have doubled or tripled thanks to their success in Canada. But obviously, it isn't all about money. If the Czech youngsters can keep their winning run going for 2 more games, they will indeed be on top of the world. And good luck to them.